You're listening to Senior Stories, the voices of the class of 2020.
I'm Alair, and I'm a fourth former, and today is Sunday, January the 19th, and today I'm listening to Miles' story. So what's your name?
My name is Miles Abney.
Where is home for you?
I'm from Midland, Texas.
So I wanted to ask, like, I know I've had lunch with you once, and we had good conversations, and I really felt, like, inspired, and I learned a lot from you. So how has, like, you having or just like different conversations with other people, or like as an underclassman, how is like talking to people older shaped who you are at St. Andrews?
I think that I didn't realize how important, how, what kind of role senior has had at St. Andrews until I was a senior. What, like, all of the things that the faculty expects them to do. And I think that something that I appreciated a lot more when I became a senior was the time that those seniors like put in to just hang out with me or just talk, because they were really, really impactful for me hearing from other people's experiences. Like, there were a lot of people my sophomore year that when I talked to them about difficulties I was having, like when I transferred in, I was having a really hard time like navigating my relationship with my family. Yeah. Being so far away. I was like not good at keeping up with them, and they had so many questions, and I don't know, it was just a really difficult dynamic. And opening up to certain people about that, that were able to be like, oh yeah, I felt that too, or like, I didn't feel that as much, but like, this is how I have navigated my relationship with my family. It made me realize that all of us are here, and sometimes we act like we're not all like in the same boat, but we're all living here alone with yeah. other people, and all of those relationships really helped me, I guess, just kind of understand that the connection that like all humans have, like we all have something that's like the same. I'm, like, turning into Mr. Kunin over here. Humanity. But like,
yeah, no, that's so true. Wow, that's mm-hmm. good. I feel like, yeah, I agree with that. Okay, I see this question and I want to ask it because I feel like it could be good. What are some of your favorite SAS memories?
Good. My favorite memories here, though, I think that you can probably relate to this one too, is just volleyball. I have a lot of good memories of just having a practice where we like pushed ourselves physically and we're like playing really well, but like having fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like sometimes when we would like play and we wouldn't be taking it as seriously, we wouldn't have as much fun.
Yeah.
Because we weren't playing as well. I don't know. And there were certain practices where just like everyone was trying really hard, but, and even when they were making mistakes, it was just, they just kept going and we weren't like overthinking it. And it was just really fun.
Yeah. That's so good.
Or like when Mr. Westman like jumped up and hit Nicole Lopez in the face yeah. that one time with the ball. That's not like a good memory, maybe, but like,
that's funny. It's a good, I watched memory
at the same time.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think that's so, it's like so good when we have fun and we're mm-hmm. working hard, and it's just such a yeah. good combination. And like in life, that's so important to have.
Yeah, I feel like I have a lot of good memories from like sports settings like that, or random. Some of my best memories are like random stuff that I did with like random groups of people, yeah. just. Like one Saturday night sitting in the dining hall with like someone random and just talking, and then like other people join, and then all of you were like, oh, let's go and run around outside.
Let's go in the woods.
Let's go play Never Have I Ever on the T-Dock. And then it becomes like so fun randomly. A lot of my like best memories here are just something that I think St. Andrews has taught me a lot, is how to make fun out of nothing. And, like, mm-hmm. learn how to have fun without, like, I have a lot of friends at home, like, don't know how to have fun without, like, alcohol, you know? Yeah. And, like, here, I have fun just, like, running around in the woods with a slingshot and a rock and, like, slingshotting things, you know?
Yeah. I feel like everyone learns that at St. Andrews. Like, the older people always tell us, like, the seniors last year would be like, go outside, go play. Yes. And we do that, and it's, like, the best times ever compared to just, like, staying in. And,
mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's why the winter's hard.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And when the, or the, you feel like the weekends aren't as fun in the winter, it's because you can't just go and, like, mess around in the woods.
Yeah.
Jacob Zimmerman taught me that you should own a slingshot. And
do you own a slingshot?
No.
Do you want to buy someone?
Yeah, make some. Let's go buy slingshots. And I don't, like, he would, like, bring, like, we would bring, like, a glass bottle and go and sit, like, do you know where the little, like, stream thing is in the woods? Like, yeah. Down below the soccer field, hockey field type thing?
Yeah.
Kind of?
The one that goes, like, throughout the woods?
Yeah, yeah. That, like, one section right there where there's, like, the log across it. We would, like, sit on the log and try to hit it with all the thing. It was fun. Good times.
That's funny.
10 out of 10 recommend buying a slingshot. I'll buy one and we can use it and then I'll leave it with you.
We can get some for the whole advisory.
Yes, this whole advisory project. Slingshot.
Mr. Roach.
Mr. Roach with a slingshot.
yeah, that's good.
Why did you decide to switch to Mrs. Roach's advisory?
Wait, will they hear this? Like, will teachers hear this?
I mean, they, like,
okay. Who did you have before?
I had Dr. O'Connor, and I just didn't vibe with her.
Yeah,
you know
that happens. Yeah.
And I feel like Roach, or I know Mrs. Roach, she's so much more interactive. Like,
mm-hmm.
I got really close to her during tennis season.
Oh, she's, yeah, I forgot she was
here. So just, like, such a good coach. Like, I think she's my favorite coach because she's just, like, so eloquently spoken.
Yeah, she's so cool.
Yeah, she's so
cool. I aspire to dress like her one day.
Me too. Her fashion is crazy.
It's insane.
Miss Roach, if you're listening to this, I like
we appreciate your clothing choices.
Yeah.
And she's also just, she kind of lets you run the advisor-advisee relationship as much as you want. Like, if you want to meet with her, like, all the time, you can. And if you're like, you know, I don't really want to chat right now, she's like, okay. Good yeah. to see you, though.
That's so true. Also, the advisory is just, I did not expect how, like, hilarious it's and just, like, so close fun. Everyone was.
I wish you were in it last year, Alair. It was even wilder.
Really?
With Jacob Zimmerman present, it was even wilder.
Oh, my God. I loved him. Oh, my God.
He was awesome. But it's a fun group. I'm sad that you'll have to have a different advisor your senior year.
I know. I'm so bummed.
But.
Yeah, like, last year in my advisory, we would have such serious conversations during functions, and we'd have to ask for functions like she would never do them. And then
that's how kind of how my advisory was sophomore year.
Wait, who? Oh,
I had Mrs. Carroll, and I love her. She's an incredible person. But the group, all of her advisees had, like, graduated, so it was a group of all new students, and none of us were, like, friends outside of the advisory.
Yeah,
we didn't see each other, so the advisory functions were always super awkward.
Yeah, that's exactly what mine was, and we would just all sit there, like, someone would tell a story. Normally I was, like, laughing so hard, and it was like, yeah, and then there'd be, like, silence for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then but it was fun, but it's just not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But wait, oh, so you had Miss Carroll,
mm-hmm.
and then you decided why did you choose Miss Roach?
Well, Mrs. Carroll, I couldn't decide if I was going to stay with her or not, but she had Tegan at the start of my junior year, so I would have had to have someone for, like, the first half of the year anyway. I would have had to switch. And Sylvia Reed was one of my good friends. She was like, you have to switch to Mrs. Roach's advisory. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And I had, like, no, I didn't really know her, but I've, like, talked to her before. I've been like, she's really cool. So I don't know. It just kind of happened naturally, I guess. But I'm really glad it did because she's really cool.
Yeah, she's so iconic. Like, I aspire to be that confident. And just, like,
yeah, such an icon.
Yeah, such yeah. an icon.
She was also Mrs. Apparently, like, faculty members, when they transfer here, they get, like, a faculty advisor. And she was Mrs. Carroll's, like, faculty advisor. So Mrs. Carroll was actually like, she'd be a good choice. I was like, okay. This is awkward that I'm talking to you about the fact that I'm leaving the advisory, but, yeah.
I know. How is, like, talking to teachers, like, especially with Miss Carroll and getting out of the advisory, how has that made you grow when talking to teachers, like, the awkward moments that you have to just, like, go through?
Yeah. think St. Andrews is really special in the way that teachers and, like, students interact, because there's, like, older than you and more experienced than you and have been to college and been in the workforce, but they treat you with, like, respect and care in a different way than other people. Like, I have, like, actual relationships with them that aren't just, like, he's just my teacher, she's just my coach. It's, like, I know what's going on in their lives, you know? Which is, yeah. It's, like, they're, it sounds weird to be, like, they're my friends, too.
But I, like, know their children.
I know their life stories. But, like, I kind of do. And it's, I like being able to, like, have those people to go to for advice, because it expands. Like, you have so many more people to talk to that have so many different experiences than, like, just my parents before I came. And, you know, like, I was just casually talking to Miss Dupre in the common room the other day, and she had, like, the randomest of advice about, like, being a senior at St. Andrews. It was like, oh my gosh, that's, like, so accurate. And I, like, needed someone to tell me that had, like, gone here and been through this. And I was talking about, like, friendships, because sometimes I feel like I was really close with the grade above me last year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the grade that graduated. Like, I got back here, and someone in your grade was like, wait, did you get held back? I was like, what? What do you mean? And they were like, I thought you graduated last year.
Like, no. Did you get held back as a senior?
Yes. The school was like, you have to repeat your senior year.
Like, no college.
No college for you. And so when I came back this year, I was like, I really want to get closer with my own grade. And sometimes I feel like I have like a lot of friends, but I don't always have like a lot of friends within my grade, or like a lot of like a friend group within my grade. And I was talking to Miss Dupre about it, and she was like, part of that is because a lot of people at St. Andrews talk about how close their friends are when they leave, and how they're like best friends and all of this stuff. And it creates a like pressure. Like, you feel like right now you need to have like perfect social life, perfect relationships, so that you'll have that when later, like, yeah. After. I was like, it's so true. I was totally feeling like stressed about like not having like a best friend or something. I don't know. She helped me just realize that you just gotta chill yeah. Sometimes with it.
That's true.
She just had good advice about like the way that stuff happens afterwards, and helped put things into perspective. And it's nice to have people tell you that you know have like done that.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Because they've gone through the same thing.
Yeah. But it's also nice to have like Miss Rattori as an English teacher, and then have them be like, "Hey, can you come babysit my kids?" You're like, "Sure."
Yeah. That's... How has the college process affected your high school career?
So formal of a question.
I know.
I think that something that really that I thought about too much was, I like left home and came to St. Andrews, and a lot of people at home were like, what even is boarding school? Like, what did you do wrong to have to go here? Or, oh, so like this town's not good enough for you, so you have to leave. Like, I don't know. Not everyone really understood why I was doing this. And so when I was looking to college, I put pressure on myself to go somewhere where I could go home and be like, yeah, I'm going here, and it's a good school. Like, ha ha. Like, showed you. Like, I don't know. But in the end, I learned that everyone here is gonna go to college, and everyone here is gonna go to college somewhere that they're gonna like, and somewhere that they're gonna enjoy and be proud of and be successful. And I was talking to Miss Dupre the other night, and this is like the same conversation. She gave me so much advice. Oh my goodness. But she was like, it doesn't really matter where you go to undergrad, as long as you're somewhere and you take advantage of the opportunities that you have there, and you find somewhere you're able to be happy at. Whatever other people think about where you are doesn't matter. I mean, whether you're at like UD or Harvard, or like, you know, like, no matter where you are, as long as you take advantage of the opportunities that you have and do what you're doing. Sure, someone might think it's more impressive to say Harvard than UD. Like, I don't think any less of Mr. Rarig or Mr. Sanchez because they graduated from UD and not Harvard. Yeah. They're still incredible people that know so much and have like incredible life experiences and came and got this job and are doing incredible things. And they were able to do that with that degree. And I think that graduate school, a graduate school degree, the school matters more. I think that the way that like the United States college process works is unfair. I think like there's no like, I couldn't look at you and be like, okay, these are your grades, these are your extracurricular, blah, blah, blah. You're definitely going to get in here. You're definitely not going to get in here. But it's all just, like, random.
Yeah.
To an extent. And there's definitely certain stuff, if you, like, don't have these things, it's like, okay, you don't really have a chance of going there. But I've known people that are so qualified to go places and don't get in. Mm-hmm. And I've known people that have had really bad experiences and ended up getting into, like, one place that was, like, their safety. But they go there and it was a perfect place for them. And they like they love it and they're thriving and they're doing great things. And it all does work out. Sure, the ACT and SAT suck and they're so annoying. But all you can do is do the best you can. And you write the essays and you do some of those essays over the summer so you don't have to do them during senior fall. And you just I had a decently I got into my ED, so I got, like, lucky, mm-hmm. I guess, in a sense. Like, I didn't have as, like, prolonged stress about where I was going to go. But in the end, you're going to end up going somewhere, and you just have to – it's easier said than done. But as long as you find somewhere where you know you would be happy and you would be proud of, it doesn't matter if someone else is like, oh, well, she's only going there. She's probably not that smart because she goes there. Because you're going to go – you know?
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. I let it get to my head more than I should have, to an extent, you know? And mm-hmm. It's take the time to just go and have fun with, like touring colleges and being like, I could end up here. Like, these are the cool opportunities that I could have if I went here. And these are the opportunities I could have if I went here. And this, like, it's fun to take that part of the process and, like, explore that a little bit. It gets a little less fun when you're writing essays and taking standardized tests, but yeah. It's all about the way you look at it, your attitude with, like, you'll go, everyone says it, and it sounds so cliche, but you'll go somewhere, and you'll, even if you don't like it, you'll transfer, and you'll find your fit, and you'll find where you're supposed to be, and it'll be great.
Yeah, that's actually the best advice I've had about college. Like, I'm serious, because everyone honored. Is so focused on getting in a good school, and, like,
yeah.
Because there's some kids in my class who, like, they're only here to go to college. Like, they're working 24/7. They don't want to be social or anything. Yeah. And then I was, like, kind of worried because, like, oh, shoot, should I be doing that?
Yeah.
But, like, hearing that, it actually makes me so happy because I realized, like, okay, this is kind of sad, but in, like, when I'm dead or anything, it won't matter where I went.
It won't matter where you went to college. I did. No, yeah. It won't. And in the end, like, it's only 4 years of your life where you go to undergrad, which is, like, a small amount of your life in retrospect. And you don't want to be, like, spending your high school now, like, all worried and concerned about where you're going and not living your life. Obviously, like, me getting into college, part of why I was able to get in is because I tried academically and had good grades or whatever. But if I wasn't playing sports or, like, and being involved in Model UN and finding other things that I cared about and liked, my chances might have not been as good as getting in. But I didn't just do those because I thought they'd help me get into college. I did those because I enjoyed them and I found stuff that, like, I had fun with.
Yeah.
And if you do that, and even if I hadn't gotten in, like, I had a good time doing that, you know? Yeah. And honestly, you never know what that person reading your application is doing. You could read some woman could be reading your application who just, like, got the worst news ever. And so she reads your application and she's like, no, this person's not getting in because she's in a bad mood. Yeah. And that sucks for you. Life. It's not like a knock against you. It doesn't mean you're less of a person because this school didn't want you there. It doesn't mean you're a better person because you got into this school. You know, it's just, it doesn't change you, and you'll go somewhere and you'll like it. It'll be
fine. Yeah.
It will be fine. And it's really easy to get caught up and get, like, secondhand stress from people, whether it's with college or just with academics. And I think my grade has done a good job of just, like, not really talking about it. Like, college, do your college thing, figure your stuff out, and don't put that stress on other people. Or, like, even if you're stressed, like, you, like, don't, like, not talk about it with people, or don't, like, not tell people where you're applying if you want to, but you don't need to, it doesn't need to occupy all of your thoughts and all of your time, like, concerned about, like, the future and where you're going to go. Yeah. And it's, like, with even with, like, work here, if you're like, well, I have this English essay, and I have this, and I have this, and someone else is like, I have all of that, but I also have math homework. Like, beat that. Look how stressed I am. That's when it just, if you, I've realized that if you just don't talk about the stuff you have to do, when I talk about what I have to do, I get stressed out about it. But if I just do it, I don't get stressed about it, and I get it done in less time.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're not thinking about it. Yeah. That's true.
You just do it.
I feel like the concept, okay, this is my idea, and some people have shut it down because it's not a good idea, but I feel like the concept of school and college, like, we need school to learn, but I think it's such a horrible waste of time because it's like, just think about it. Ready?
Yes.
I'm so ready. 12 years for like kindergarten through 12th grade or yes. first grade.
Something like that.
Yeah. And then 4 years in college, and or if you don't want to go to college, you know, be spontaneous.
Or like 12 years of college if you're going to go to undergrad and then like med school.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot more in school. I don't know.
But I feel like if you're not interested in the topic or something that you're learning about, that takes up, like, such a big portion of our lives because our lives are so small. And, like, I feel like sometimes people get so caught up in that and think that that's their whole life and stuff. Yeah. And so I feel like I just want to go out and go, like, surfing and travel the world.
Yeah, I totally get that. Like, I'm – part of why I'm so excited to go to college is because – I get to take the classes that I'm excited to take, that, like, I want to learn more about. Like, I want to go and study special education and, like, child development and learn about that. And those are things that I haven't really been able to take classes in high school. Sorry, Mr. Tower. Love you, man. But calculus is a drag. I don't like it. It's so boring. And I don't understand it. And I don't care. And I'm never going to use that later in my life. I don't want to. It's kind of stinks that you have to spend time. Dude, I get it. I got you. I'm on your side a little bit there.
That's good. Because I said it during English class, and my whole class was like, no.
School is not a waste of time. I just think, maybe it's not like a waste of time necessarily, but I see where you're coming from. Like, there's certain aspects of what you're, like, forced to take that sometimes I'm like, why do I need to know this, though?
Yeah.
When am I ever going to use this? This is such a random opinion that I'm going to throw out. But, like, the way that, like, the country is, like, you need to know this much math. But they don't even have, like, good regulations for, like, sex education.
Yeah.
Like, that's wild.
That's true. I feel like we need a class that talks about, like, taxes. And
yes.
All the stuff.
Like, stuff I'm going to.
Future. Not, like,
I don't need to.
George Washington was born in. Yeah, I don't know what
this
you're...
is how you graph a parabola.
Yeah.
What? Like, have you seen that meme where it's like it's a speed limit sign and it's like some, like, really long equation? And it's like math teachers be acting like this is what speed limit signs are going to look like when we're older. Like, needing to calculate the speed limit. No, I'm never going to have to use, maybe I'm wrong, but I probably won't have to use this later in life.
Hopefully. Yeah, that's.
Who knows? Maybe one morning I'll wake up and be like, calculus, my new purpose.
Yeah. Like,
but
Dr.
I hope not.
Hyde, when gross. She found out physics was her passion.
Yeah. Yeah. Also a class I didn't enjoy. She's an awesome person, but I just, it was all math.
Yeah.
I didn't like math. More of a biology person. Take anatomy and physiology.
Yeah. I was excited awesome for class. Biology, but I did not like the class.
Yeah. I've never taken bio here, but
oh yeah, because
I've heard interesting things.
Yeah, it's an interesting class.
That dragon over there is freaking me out. I'm gonna, like, hear that later and be like, "What dragon?"
There's a way to do video. Insert the picture of the dragon at that exact moment.
Yes, we need a picture of the dragon right at that moment because I need to be able to see that in, like, 10 years and be like, oh, I remember that dragon.
Like, what? Whose dragon is that?
I think it's Mr. Hoops. This is his, like, room.
That's hilarious.
That's so weird. Like, I'm going to put one thing on my desk, and it's going to be this colorful dragon.
That's like...
like, doing psycho. The Macarena.
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
Then he has, like, a tie-dyed tapestry behind him. Oh, Mr. Hoop.
That's hilarious. Wow, I wasn't even...
My last word is I expect a prize for having the longest one of these. Those are my last words. And that I love Alerboro. And that one day we're going to travel the world together. And we're going to go to a country when we're fluent in Spanish.
Yeah. And we'll
and
be...
surf, like you said. Actually, surfing scares me.
I've never surfed.
Watch you
that
surf.
Was just random. I don't even know.
My goal in life is to travel. Okay, ready? I'm going to get a van and I'm going to... make it into my home, like just the stuff I need, like the necessities, and then I'm gonna put it like in Europe or somewhere in Spain or something, or like I don't know, I have cousins in Africa, but I don't know. But and then just like travel around and just see beautiful things every day, and just like I don't know how I'd make money, like maybe be a photographer or something, but I need to figure that out.
Yeah, or maybe you can just go like win the lottery and then do that.
True, that's easy.
We should just do that instead.
Got it.
Okay. Start buying those lottery tickets.